These people are by nature the most humble, patient, and easeable, holding no grudges, free from embroilments, neither excitable nor quarrelsome. These people are the most devoid of rancors, hatred, or desire for vengeance of any people in the world. Yet into this sheepfold, there came some Spaniards who immediately behaved like ravening wild beasts, wolves, tigers, or lions that had been starved for many days. And Spaniards have behaved in no other way during the past 40 years, down to the present time, for they are still acting like ravening beasts, killing, terrorizing, afflicting, torturing, and destroying the native peoples, doing all of this with the strangest and most varied new methods of cruelty never seen or heard of before, and to such a degree that this island of Hispaniola, once so populous, having population that I estimated to be more than 3 million, has now a population of barely 200 persons.
Our political leaders like to pretend that there are no classes in this country, that all of us have the same interest, Exxon and me, George Bush and you. Yeah. But we've always had classes in this country, class conflict, class struggle. Before the American Revolution, there were riots of the poor against the rich, of tenants against landlords, flour riots and food riots. During the Revolution, in George Washington's army, there were mutinies of soldiers who resented the privileges of the officer class and the way they themselves were treated, and they mutinied, and then Washington ordered the execution of some of them, execution done by their fellow mutineers. After the war, veterans who had been given small amounts of land found themselves so heavily taxed they couldn't meet their payments. In western Massachusetts, thousands of farmers surrounded the courthouses where their farms were being auctioned off and refused to allow the courts to proceed. Eventually, Shays' Rebellion, as it was called, was crushed, but it put a scare into the founding fathers. And when they met in 1787, a year later, to create a constitution, they made sure to set up a government strong enough to put down the uprisings of the poor. These are the words of one of the participants in Shays' Rebellion, a man named Plow Jogger.